Message number 372. I will come in the clouds surrounded by all the angels and the saints in heaven. Sunday, March 18, 2012 at 4:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my children must know that the reason the world is spiritually empty is because they no longer know the difference between right and wrong. If it were not for my light which fills each soul including sinners, the world would cease to exist. It is my light which keeps the world alive. Many of my followers who consecrate themselves to suffer in union with me also help keep this light alive. Just before I return, my light will disappear in the world for a period of 3 days. This will happen at the very end and must not be confused with the warning. It will be during these 3 days that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and people will scramble looking for my light even though they rejected me. This will be the time for the truth. My followers must not fear these 3 days, for while you may not be aware of my presence, I will be with you. Then after the 3 days I will return to earth exactly the way in which I ascended into heaven. I will come in the clouds surrounded by all the angels and saints in heaven in great glory. How beautiful and joyful will that day be when I come to reign over the earth according to my Father's will. No man will be in any doubt that it is I. Nor will they have any doubts about their future. This will be the day I come to judge. I will divide my people into those who love me and those who hate me. Those who rejected me and paid homage to all things evil will be banished in the eternal fires of hell. The rest will come and live with me in paradise along with the resurrected righteous. This is the goal which every soul must look forward to when I come again, as I promised you. To Christians I say this. Know that this great and glorious event will take place soon. Your generation will witness my glorious return. I will never reveal the day, for only my Father knows this, but I can assure you that the time for my second coming is close. To my sacred servants I tell you that it is your duty to prepare my people, those souls for whom you are responsible, so that they are included in the book of the living. I plead with you to work hard through the power of communications and prayer to prepare the world for my second coming. Your loving Savior Jesus Christ.